on your Gimel Beis.
We need the Rashi.
So holding on Rashi, the first Rashi of the narrow lines. Zu Eda Shoisha. Atzmok Shera Lermer Lakasha Nivalti. You say woman is believed over here. The Chiddush over here is not a woman, but the Chiddush over here is this woman, the woman herself, who is we're questioning what her status is. And as I say, she's able to testify that the kasha nivalti. Yeshua says, "Ain't in the not so the kohen." She's not believed to be able to allow her to marry a kohen. So he asked them from a case of Ashuya, "Don't you believe? Don't you agree that situation she is usher?" I'm like, "Avol." Hain, yes. Where do you see the word avol means yes? Kamal avol, sorry ishtecha. It says that Kadosh Baruch Hu tells him he's going to have a child. He says, I don't deserve such a reward. Rather, just let Yishmael be considered proper. The merchant says back, avol, sorry ishtecha. So we would assume that the taitch of the word avol means but that's not a Torah word. The word avol is not a Torah word. Yeah, for but, the Margaminan, bekushta, truthfully. So we see the word avol means yes, means it is true.
My half is also
right. Yeah. Says, so if you agree with me that the Shuya, she's not believed, so why do you believe over here that she is believed? What's the difference? So the Chachamim responded, the Rambam of Lesser said, Lazu Yesh Eidim, Shinibola, but the case of the Shuya, there's Eidim. What do you mean there's Eidim? The Kim of the Nishreis, the Bein of the Chacham, nobody saw what happened, but since she's been taken captive amongst the Goyim, and we know that they do not control themselves when it comes to these areas. So we know for sure that she's been nivula. So that's the equivalent of having Eidus. But the Zuwait Eidim, Shinibula. Well, Amadabaris always saw that she was in with him in seclusion. We don't know that she had Bia. Umigo di Bayamra Loy Nivalti. So Rashi says, you're left with Amigo. Tosis also points out that this idea of Amigo, right? She could deny the whole thing, so she's telling you the Kashi Nivalti, she's believed. So Eliezer says back, Afluzu, clever Afkan, Yesh Achas, Sheesh Lo Edom. But them Cholkim Alai, Be Yosem Muberis. What about the case of Muberis? You argue in that case as well. And over there, we know that she was Nivola. So they said back, and Enatopas Larayas. Somerle, the Kamehme Forish, my Kamahadule, Amai de Kamerlu. That's not an answer to the question. The question was Muberis. Right? So you're saying, what's the difference in the case of Shvuya and Muberis? The answer is, by Shvuya, we know for sure that she had Bias. Muberis, she also for sure had Bias. What's the answer? And then, Enotopas Larayas, the Kamehme Forish. What's the Rishua's answer back? So, fine. Now, then it says, B'med the woman worm, then it matters the Rigam Leo. That which she's believed is Beda Zisha Bakufa, Klamer Lahakshar Es Atzma Lakahuna. She's believed in regards to herself. Lomaksakinan law, Benibolo, the apostle. We don't assume that she's been had Bia with somebody who's apostle. But with regards to the daughter, Avlaj Tuki. Now, versus my kamer lahu, klamer my kamer lahu ihu, the kamahadrele inu roiv of the kamen prutzim barayis. What did Rabbi Yeshua say? That their answer is the goyim are prutzim. Klum shuvi hizu. Is this an answer? Al mashar amar lahem. In regards to what Rabbi Yeshua said to them, that he said aflazu yesh lo edim. She's muberis. We know that the man was porous with her, Haraya, that they became pregnant. So Morris says like this, that they said, you've given us a good response, a strong response, a winning response for the Muberis. Again, that's all the Shitasoy of Rabbi Shua. But what are you going to answer by the case of Midaberis? So he says, Midaberis, Hanashuya, Mamma the Beris, Ain Lo Adim. Avshuya Ain Lo Adim, Bibi'ilo. They're the equivalent, there's no actual Adim by either of them. And still, we assume Ishuya, she's Nivolo. So they said back, because Prutzim Arayas, Havari Nivolo, because we're going to Prutzim, so that's why but over here, there's no, we don't have that. Shua says back, and you have the right to take the responsibility to say she's Lord Nivolo because people don't control themselves in those areas. So we're saying, the Bishua part, we're asking the Bishua, even if that's true, that Zayn Abishapas Larayas, still Tabele, we should find a reason to differentiate the Lodame Lashuya, the Hasim Roy Psula, because. When she's amongst the goyim, the real issue isn't whether she had beer or not. The real issue is was she there beer with the apostle. So by the shuia she had beer with the apostle because the goyim are pasulim. But over here, the Rav Ksherim. So the more said, so the more didn't since the more did not say that is indicative of that the chachamim which were machsher in my case of Rav Psulim. So Rav Shua's question is still valid then. If you're Maksha, even in the case of Reb Sulim, so why is it different in the case of Shuya? Maksha Philip Reb Sulim. The Mina and Ukma Chazaka, she has a Chazaka, she's Lakasha. And therefore, Reb Shua says, well, Reb Sulim, Shoya Makshir, in the case of Reb Sulim, which Reb Gamliel was Makshir Moisa, Hebe Hula Hemraim in a Shuya. He says, well, that's not any different than Shuya. Okay. Okay, I want to take a look at that Tosis. Top Tosis. He should turn on Muberis. So Tosis introduces a new element over here. Pierce, so the Chumash changed their Pesach by Muberis. No, we have the mission that says that they argue by Muberis. So what do I mean when you've given us a good answer by Muberis? You won. You won, but we're not retracting. What does that mean? If you won, we should retract. No, we have our own shot, which you didn't accept. And according to our thought process, we have an answer. But within this argument, which you don't accept our premise, yes, your point is a good point. In the case of the Shuya, it's under her control. But in the case of a woman who's choosing to have relations, she chooses whoever she wants. So by choosing whoever she wants, the Roiv doesn't play any role. That's all Roiv or Psulim. So Roiv plays a role when that the only issue is we're looking at a situation of a mikra, something happened, and we'd like to know what happened. The Roiv says it's what happened. A woman who's making a choice that says, well, since Roiv or Psulim, I'd rather choose an apostle. You know, there's no such Roiv. And so even if she has beer, she could choose that beer with the kosher. L'dama l'shuya. El d'ditcha, yur reshua, the lestacha hach svara. The Chama's answer back is, listen, okay, you don't accept that thought process. That we can rely on that thought process. The woman is necessarily going to make a conscious decision to make sure that she gets a kosher. But Tenech Muberis, okay, but still, but I understand why you disagree with the case of Muberis. But the bears, I feel the feet of Berecha, Yesh Hefresh. But even according to your thought process, by the case of the bears, it's different. So the Zu Yesh Adam is away Nadim. Mika Migu. So that's the Chumim's argument. Okay. That's now when Tosha says there's a migu that they could have said that they didn't have beer. What does Bishua hold about that? Does Bishua hold that Rishua says she's not believing to say the kasha nivalti. What if she says lo nivalti? Because that's not the discussion in the Mishnah. The Mishnah's case was they asked, "What's the story?" The case of the Beres, which we're coming out the Maskana means it was only Nistara, right? We're coming out Ziri is right shot in the Mishnah. So she says the kasha nivalti, she's not believed. What about if she says lo nivalti? So Pasha Dar Gemara says that Amper Shapas L'Rayas, she shouldn't be believed. So this is being thrust on the Gemara that she's believed. Even if she agrees that she's believed, as Helo Nivalti. So she says, "Me appears that Lord, you talk on the matter precious Liel to Rishu and the Menasom Helo Nivalti." So his answer Amper Shapas L'Rayas doesn't really seem to make sense because it's the way Yeshedim. He's saying Lizu Yeshedim also because you know there's no question that she had beard. Really? So why should believe this Helo Nivalti? Right, so Tosha says the different they have the new pshat in the Gemara, but fine.
What am I doing, Aris?
Yeah. Okay. So the Gemara.
On the Nisra, are there distinctions that can be drawn by, you know, by Yeshua that I can paint you a case of Nisra that, you know, you have two people who go into a hotel room together, and I've got Nisra that I don't know. You have the doctor's office or something like that. That's sort of a technical violation of yichud.
Probably there's a difference. That's probably the language. The issue of mudaberes is indicative of they're having an interaction. You know, not just that they happen to be bimikra together. But I can't tell you I've seen somebody say that. Okay, but the problem is, you know, if she says lo nivalti is one thing, she says yeah we were mikra together. So you know, she says yeah the kasha nivalti. So she says it's okay, yeah, but it looks like it's just. But the vice it was more than that. Now what do you do? She says I'm sorry that you just lost it. Can we differentiate between different types of situations of nistara? Some cases are more. The circumstances are indicative of the fact that they've been together for in order to have time together, or it just happened to be they got stuck when they were over this or yichud, you know, but they didn't really necessarily intend it. Okay, Amar Bi'erchanan. The divrei ha-machshir bo machshir bebitza. The divrei ha-posel bo posel bebitza. So the status of the mother works for the child as well. So if the mother is kosher, the child is kosher, the mother is possible, the child is possible. Even if you hold that she's kosher, the child is possible. Somewhere up in my time at the Rivalazar. So Bishlam Ihi Isa Chazaka the Kashrus. She has the Chesis Kashrus. Mabita less the Chazaka the Kashrus. But the child does not have a Chazaka the Kashrus. So I want to point out, let's just see Rashi for a second. So we can apply the concept. Listen, we had an assumption of kashrus. You're coming to say, but yeah, but something might have happened. So the rule of chazak is al tatsilenu misafik. Don't make her possible misafik. So now there's a discussion in the Achronim how roiv works, how chazaka works, what happens. Is it they call it? Is it a hanhaga or a birur? Hanhaga. Till now that you've been acting with this person that this person is kosher. You continue to act with kosher, which means if you ask me, I say like this: I have no idea what really happened. I have no idea what happened, but the halacha says that you continue with interacting with a person with a halachic assumption or kashrus until you know otherwise. What happened? I have no idea what happened. That's one way to say chazaka. In other words, a woman is an eish hazish, and a man throws her a get. We're not sure if the get landed closer to her and she's divorced, or closer to him and he's not divorced. The two of them to see it, and they can't figure out, and then the wind comes and blows it away. So we don't know what her status is. So chazaka says she's still an eish hazish. Nobody's telling you that we know for sure that she's an eish hazish. Hey, we have no idea what she is. The two of them said we don't know what happened. Halacha says you continue to act as she's an eish hazish. Tomorrow she's mezana. She gets killed. She's an eish hazish mezana. Right? You might be killing a woman who's not an eish hazish anymore. But I don't care. The Torah says you continue acting with her until you know for sure. You continue acting with her whether it's an eish hazish. It's one way to say chazak. Other way to say chazak is, listen, within the system of the Torah, we say that we've clarified the matter. So I clarified what happens. So then I get to this woman. We say this woman has a cheses kasher, so she was with a man, and she's still kasher. So if you're saying the pshat is, listen, I have no idea what happened, but we have to continue acting, so you can't apply that to the daughter. But if the way chazaka works, it says, listen, we clarified that the man was kasher. The only way she can be kasher is the man's kasher. So we've decided the man is kasher. So if the man is kasher, her children are kasher. Right, so Rashi stresses in Rabbi Yeshua in Rabbi Elazar that Chazaka says, "I'm asking if it's a zafik. I'm not telling you it's not a zafik, but Chazaka says, hands off, don't touch. Good, so that doesn't work for the daughter. She has done a Chazaka. So Rashi stresses both times, both in Manalva over here, that it works at Altaslatim Isafik. Chazaka is not clarifying anything. It's saying the way you approach something, you're saying, touch, don't touch. Good, if that's all it is, so it can't work for the child. Which would pass, doesn't mean the Rabbi Yochanan, who's saying, it's Masha Ravita, the simple understanding of the Rabbi Yochanan would say that no, the Chazak is more than that. Again, I'm not telling you that we really know, but within the system of the Torah told us that Chazaka works. What the Torah is telling me is that I have a right to assume this is what happened. That's what I'm assuming what happens, that applies to the daughter as well. Okay. So we pointed out yesterday that this brisa seems to really support Rabbi Elazar. The brisa says, the men are more rim by the woman. The vlad is a shtuki. So it means, you're telling me that the child is possible. Mamish. My love, shtuki means apostle. Shtuki means that we don't know who the father is. And that's the Gemara, which references the Gemara over there in Kedushin, in the fourth parak. That the Mishnah makes a list of the different groups in Klal Yisrael. And there's shtukim, asufim, and mamzerim. A Sufi is a child which we bring in from the street. We don't know who it is. We know that it's Jewish. We can tell that someone that, you know, there's bris, whatever it is, etc. But we don't know who the father is or the mother is. Maybe the kid's apostle. Maybe the kid's a mamzer. So we suffix, it has the status of a mamzer. A shtuki is, we know who the mother is. You don't know who the father is.
The other way around.
A shtuki, you know who the mother is. You don't know who the father is. What's the other way around? Shtuki is, we don't know who the father is. We know who the mother is. A Sufi is a kid you pull him from the street. You're always him from the street. You have no idea who he is. Shtuki is the mother. We know the mother is. When the child says to somebody, daddy, the mother says, shh, you don't know who your father is. That's what the word shtuki means. We know who the mother is. We don't know who the father is. So that's this case. And the law is that the kid's a mamzer. We don't know who the father is. Okay. So shtuki means possible. Loi shtuki v'kasher. The word shtuki means that it's kasher. So what does it mean? It's shtuki b'kasher. Okay, so Birchon says like this. The Morris is going to explain in a second. No. The kid is kasher. Works for the kid is kasher. What does shtuki mean? The kid is kasher, but the kid is still a shtuki. What me ikas shtuki b'kasher? Where is the case of a shtuki which is kasher? In yes, k'dushmul dar mishmul. Asar kahanim oimdim. We have 10 kasher. We have 10 people which are kahanim. Here the word kahanim means kahanim. Not like we use it for kahanim. Kahanim just means a person who's kosher. Here means there's 10 bona fide kahanim with their, they all wearing their shtar kosher, the shtar chazaka that they're kahanim. No question that they're kahanim. Pirsh echad mehem uboal. We see one of them leave the group and have beer with a woman. And we see this woman, we know who the woman is, we don't know which man it is. We don't know, right? And we're not able to clarify which man it is. We know who the woman is. We see the Akoyan have beer with this woman. And she becomes pregnant. We stick her in a place that nobody can get access to her, so we know for sure the beer is from him. And the kid goes up, she's a Akoyan. Ablajtuki. Samor says, "My shtuki. What do you mean you say shtuki? Ilema shemashtikan asaminik say aviv. When he comes to claim ownership amongst the brothers, Yerusha from his father, subshita. We don't know. In the kid, the brothers had him. Who are you? Prove that you're a child, and you'll get. Otherwise, forget it." So we say, "No, I'm sorry, sir. We can't believe you." So we're sure sick from that shita, obviously. How do we know the father is? He's not allowed to act as a kohen, even though we have no doubt that the child is from a kosher. He's a male child, male progeny of a bale kosher kohen. But since you don't know who the father is, he can't act as a kohen. Why the see? Why is a loyal as a recharov? Priest cannot say lom. Mishazar meyuchazacharov. It's as eshein zar meyuchazacharov. We have to know the lineage. Since you don't know the lineage, we don't know who the father is. Again, a person walks in Zamakayim, I don't know the father's either. But we have a right to assume that his lineage was a known lineage. But over here, we know the lineage is not known. So, he's possible. Now, Tosis says that this is the Nirabonim. The Joshua is just an Asmachta. Let's see Rashi. Loi Shtuki Mikosh. Klamer. Shtuki who bemixes. In some ways, a shuki shim koyin ha yahab boyel. If the boyel was a koyin, lahuber yezoker, and the child is a male child. Nashaskin asemi din kuna, we prevent it from acting as a koyin. Come on, now kosher liyuchsin. But it comes to issues of whether there's an issue of marriage yichus issues. Shim the kebehi tinas lakuna. She can marry koyin. Im zoker who bitavam anosik shares the kuna. He's not a apostle. So look, the man who's apostle, his daughter is apostle also. Man who's apostle has beer with a woman, makes her apostle. His amana is apostle. No, they're all kosher. We don't know which man it was of the ten kahanim. We have no doubt that it came from a kohen. Kosher. So what does it mean? By shukal karcha, it's kosher yuchsin. We have no question that the yichus issues, yichus meaning the allowance for marriage into all parts of Klal Yisrael. So to hate in the kavi real the koyin, but still karli shtuki. So what does it mean? Midin kuna shelo yabed avoda v'lo yechol truma. He can't do the actions of a koyin. Miyuchas acharav shelo yoydim mi aviv. We have a clear line of lineage. From the father to the child. Okay. So that we've basically, for the most part, finished our direct discussion on the Mishnah. The more is going to bring some cases, which will then impact back into the Mishnah. Okay. How oris va'rusosai? The also command of Yosef. So had Arison. And we see that she's pregnant. So he amra mine vu amr in minoi. So she said, yeah, but the person who did it was her orus, her husband. And the man says, yeah, it was for me. So both are agreeing that they had beer together. Okay, so you know we say, listen, the woman who's in Rus is not living together with the Orus. Had they not walked in, we have great concerns over here that she might have had beer with another man. We have to question her status to her husband. We have to question the status of the child. But now both are claiming that they did it. So Rabbi Yosef. So Rabbi Yosef said, "L'may nechesh lo, what should we be concerned about? We have two good arguments to say that everything is okay. The man is agreeing. Void Homer Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel, Allah Kareb Gamliel. And Gamliel says the woman is believed. So the same way the woman who's a penuya is believed to say that the man was a kosher man. The woman who's married is believed to say the man is a kosher man. There's only one kosher man at that point in time, which is her husband. But she's believed. So Amalei Abaya. So Abaya says to Rabbi Yosef, you sound like that we have two independent arguments. A, he's moida, and B, even if he's not moida, but she's believed. Ubaha, in this situation, ki loy moida, ma'asher Rabbi Gamliel. Would that be true? That if the man is not here present and agreeing, even if he's not denying it, but he's not, but we don't have his input, would she be believed just based on Rabbi Gamliel? And obviously, if the man is denying it, we would have this question. But the Amar et Lei Shmuel Rav Yehuda. So Baya says that Shmuel told his Talmud Rav Yehuda. Shinano was Shmuel's language of name of endearment that she used to refer to Rav Yehuda. Shinano means the sharp one. So he used to refer to Rav Yehuda as the sharp one. Rav Yehuda was very sharp. Shinano. Halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel. We pass like Rabbi Gamliel that she's believed. Ba'at le'savet uvda adika roiv k'sherin etzla. But however, you do not apply this halacha l'maisa that we rely on Rabbi Gamliel unless the situation is roiv k'sherin. Ba'alcha roiv sulim etzla. But over here it's roiv sulim because the only man who's kosher at this point in time is her husband. Well, that leaves a lot of men out there which are apostle to her. Okay. The Mor says, okay. So that's what Abaye asked. So the Mor says that Rabbi Yosef answered back, or the Mor is answering back, that, 1 second, Abaye, according to your reasoning, there's something wrong over here. Tisha l'cha hi gufa. The Shmuel's phrase itself seems to be difficult to understand. Because he says, halacha v'atlo savet uvda. It's halacha, but don't rely on it. Don't do it. What does that mean? If you tell me it's halacha, halacha means that you rely on it. You're not saying that you're not. We had before machlokes. Is the one who's machsher? Is he machsher by Rav? We had a discussion by Rav Psulim. We said yes, he is. Shmuel's not saying that. No, he never said it. Because then you should say the halacha only applies because he said no. That's the halacha, and Shmuel said he's my Rav Psulim. But don't do it. So what does that mean? So what did Shmuel mean to say? The halach is the halach. So in any situation where it's b'di'avid, you're going to rely on it. But the chatchila to go and tell it to marry a kohen, why should we do that? Marry somebody else. But in a situation, if she married a kohen, we say, halach halach rabbi, and they stay married. But she's married already. She's an oris. You're gonna be if you don't believe her, she's also to her husband. That's a bit of a situation. She's a believer in those rabbis. So that's what Rabbi Yosef says. I'm sorry. I'm not hearing what you're asking. Take your what? Even though it's Rav Sulim over here, it's a bit of evidence. Right? And Nikr then, Rav Gamliel says, Allah, he's my Rav Sulim, so Rav Gamliel's Allah would apply over here. Okay. The Zok Rashi, the top Rashi in the page. In me noy, emes me many. Yes, it's for me. So Baya said that you're arguing that you have two freestanding arguments, but that's not true. If the husband will not be moida, the kamarta, you said there's another argument. a separate argument. That's not true. You need the husband's input. In the case of an arusa, the only person who's kosher to her is her husband, the oris. So what Shat and Shmuel, Rav Yosef said, if the Kohen would ask, may I marry her? We say no. We would only allow him to go marry Lechatchila in the case of Roiv Ksher. But B'niavid, even the Saw Kohen, Nimloch, if he didn't ask and he married her already, even though it's Roiv Sulim, we don't make him divorce. Well, not because the Evidami. She needs Abra. So you're going to affect the status of the child and make her us to her husband and make her child apostle. So this is a bit of evidence. We rely on Rav Gamliel. Shmuel was saying to Rav Yehuda that in the case of bit of evidence, you rely on Rav Gamliel in my case of Rav Sulim. So that's my argument.
She could also say that it was she's honest. You know, so how does that fit in here at all?
Well, that would still affect the status of the child.
Right.
One, and number two, if the man's a kohen, it will still affect her status as well.
Right.
But we were saying even without arguing that she has an argument of migum, right? We're going to believe her. So Kabbal Kerman, in the case where she could argue migum, that she could have said that she was nenas, somebody else. But it's not clear that's a migum because it's much more comfortable to say it's from her husband than to say it's from somebody else with an onus.
What onus?
Okay. I'm not going to get involved in the Tosis. There's a Tosis over here who ties in a Gemara in Kedushin, which also comes up a little bit in Yevamos. Yevamos is a little more recent than Kedushin for us. But the Moriah actually has a case where a Boral ala Resosa Beveskamov, are we concerned that maybe she'd be with other men? Right? Even though she knows that she had beer with the Orus, there's a possibility she had beer with other people. We're ignoring that. In other words, the act of having beer with the Orus, which is against the halacha, she's also, it's because of the fact that this woman is not following halacha totally. So, yes, it's not the same Mr. As another man, but that creates a pirtza. We have to know, maybe we have to be concerned about other possibilities also. So Tosfos gets involved in how that applies to our Gemara.
I mean, that possibility is always there. I mean, does that make her more possible because she did that? Is that
No, the possibility is always there, but with a woman is a chesed kashrus. This woman has undermined her chesed kashrus. She did something which we know, an act of bia, which we know you're not supposed to do. So I don't know, what that means.
Right. Although in Yehuda,
that wouldn't be a problem. Correct.
One is motive, where he's making a claim.
Right.
And the other is,
even if he would not be present, or even if he possibly be denying it, but even if he would not be present, the woman is believed. That's our Mishnah. So
why are these not two separate cases, separate items?
Well, they are. That's the Maskan of the Gemara. Abaye is asking in reverse of answer. But Abaye is asking that Rav Gamliel only said as halacha, but Shmuel told Rav Yehuda to only use Rav Gamliel in the case of Rav Ksherim. So it means Rav Gamliel is not a good argument over here. It's Rav Sulim. So reverse's answer is that even Shmuel agrees in the case of Bidi Abed, you can rely on Shmuel by Rav Sulim. Okay. Zot the Gemara. Ramele Abaye, the Rabba, the change of gears into Rabba. So he has this question, he has this theorem. So Rami always introduces that it's a contradiction. So Abaye asked the Rabbah, Viomer Rabbi Shua in Nemenis. The Rabbi Shua said over here, really saying that in Nemenis we find a place. Rabbi Shua says Nemenis. So we have a contradiction in Rabbi Yeshua. Okay. So we have a Mishnah. It's actually an Adius. Hoyed Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseiro. So Adius was that the Chachamim would come to present to the Sanhedrin, you know, the Bezon that they had, testimony they had a Masara on a certain halacha. So Rabbi Yeshua and Yehuda ben Beseiro testified Al-Amonis Isa Shikshere L'Kahuna. A woman who's an Almanas Isa, she's an Almana from a man who's an Isa, which means the man is a questionable status. Just like a dough is like all, you, it's all mixed up, etc. This woman is a woman who's had beer with a cholol. It's also the kahuna. Her husband was a Suffolk cholol. She's still chair of the kahuna. Okay. So Rashi gives us the case that that her deceased husband, his mother, was married prior to her marriage to his father. And in the first marriage, the husband threw her get Suffolk, whether it landed a car of law, and she's a Gerusha. Suffolk car of law, and she's not a Gerusha.
And she's from the second.
Well, then her first husband died. And then she married a Kayan. So either she's an Almana, if there never was a get, the get landed closer to the husband. She never was divorced. Now she's an Almana. She can marry a Kayan. So get landed closer to her. She's a Grusha. They had a child. So this child is either a child of an Almana with a Kayan, which is a Mutter, and the child is a Kusher Kayan, or a Grusha to a Kayan, which makes the child a Cholo. And we don't know, right, which one it is. Now, so this man is a Suffolk Cholo. The Almana, excuse me, this woman marries the Suffolk Cholo. She went into the marriage with the Chesus Kashas, the Kahuna. She had beer with a man, which possibly made her possible. Then that man dies, and she wants to marry a Kayan. So Lach is, she's Kashas, Shere, the Kahuna. So we let her Chazaka. We let her chazaka be matter in a case of suffering which she became possible. So why is that different than our case over here, where the chesus kasher should allow the woman to be kasher, even though we have a suffering, maybe she became possible. And if you want to add a kenet, which the more is going to get to, and kal v'chomer in a case where it's only medaberis, we don't even know for sure there was bia. Right. So here we know that there was bia in a person which we are aware of a suffix, and we say her chesus kashrus allows her to continue to marry to kahuna. So why in our mission should Rabbi Yehoshua say in an amenas? Strong question. Now Rashi over here throws in the zaltaselin and mizumi suffix again, and over here it makes a tremendous amount of sense, because the root of the suffix is the chol. Her chazaka is impossible to pass on the shayla. Right? She can't say, since she's a chesus kasha, it must be he's really not a chola. Her chazaka can't pass on his status. But chazaka says, listen, we have no idea what happened, but she can't become possible, misafik. That's the din of chazaka. So there's clearly that din concept in chazaka for sure. The question is, does Chazak have the power to do more than that and actually decide when it's possible? That's the discussion before. But that much you see clear. That so Yeshua says, we don't know. Maybe she'd be very nice. I thought she'd let him be suffic. That's a biased question to Rav. So Rav says back to Abaya. Hachi hash. No, not a good comparison. Hosam isha nises bedekas v'nises. That we assume when a woman gets married, she checks into it. So we have, even though we don't know what the status of the mother was, we have to assume that the woman who married into the situation, in all probability, did some research and felt comfortable that that it's okay. But haka, but over here, isha mazana, bedekas mazana, Yeshua holds that we make no such assumption when a woman is doing something which is improper. She's not necessarily being mocked, but yeah, you know, it's improper, it's improper, but, like, you know, it's got to be a kosher Jew. Like, you know, it can't be a cholol. You know, like, no, you know, she's not necessarily having such an argument. Which what Tosafot said before, the Chachamim hold, Isha Mazana Dekas Mazana. And Yeshua says, what do you mean? Isha Mazana Dekas Mazana? Right? So that's Rabbah's answer. Okay. Fine. Let's see Rashi. And we'll hold it. Miyomer Bishua Enemenis. The narrow lines, five lines down.
Now, which Isha, by the way, are we talking about?
The present two. Woman. The present woman.
Okay. But you could say the same thing by the woman who, you know, the Suffolk Gerish.
Well, yeah. Or possibly the other way around. That, you know, there the surely is the man is taking the liberty of marrying this woman. Right? So that's not clear that we would say that. Remember, Yeshua and the menace Amalah Mekpinah Lo Chazaka, which you don't rely on the Chazaka. Amonas Isa Isa is Lashon of Suffolk. It's doubtful. Amonas Isa she bore Mikayach Suffolk Cholo. She's married to Suffolk Cholo. Filikamon. She nitma bore Suffolk Cholo. There's a situation of Suffolk Cholo affecting this woman. Nitma means it's absorbed in over here. Good. Shazark Baal Imoy Harishan. The mother of this man's first husband threw her a get. Suffolk Karavloy. The question where it landed. Umeis, and then he died. Nimsei Zu Suffolk Grusha, Suffolk Almana. When the saw Kayan, the Kayan married her, they had a child. And now this woman married that man. So Zel Suffolk Holo. Why are you Al Amanosoi, the Shalzeh, the mon of this man, Shu Sheik Shere. That when she's still a mother, her husband died. She's kasher lakuna. So what do we say? Alma mevginin lo achazaka. Remina al tashilena lezumi suffer. You can't make her puzzle. When we had a body assumption of kashers, you cannot be suffic, take away her status. Klemer shemen baal achol lahoya. To say maybe that her husband was a chol. But that is when he says, "Yishemer Shabbat ga'achar oisig erishin." Vuhuga lo shakarav lo. She did lo hayu. She checked into it, and it was clarified that really it was closer to the man. Lo niskal shaklal. She never got divorced. Avamona hayu. So therefore, the mother of her husband, of this man, was an almana. Ukshar lekayin, and was allowed to marry kayin. So when she married a kayin, the child is not a cholo, and she married a non cholo. Dekas Mazana, but to me, we read it as a wonderment. No, obviously not. Okay, so this here.
I mean, I understand.